family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of TenShare Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's going on?
Feeling pretty good, bass, and all set to dive into another episode of the good stuff. And oh, how the game changes when a few key pieces on the board move around. Some very interesting shifts on the leaderboard, bass, paving the way for a new number one this week. Which one of our contenders is ready to take the crown?
Joe Locke, Adam Hawley, Niels, who shall it be? We'll know in just about 58 minutes. Let's go ahead and count them down from 10 to 1 for the week ending April 14th of 2023.
All righty, man, here we go. Well, I suppose, Brother Bass, that if the laws of gravity and physics have some say in the matter, even a phoenix that rises from the ashes and takes flight must eventually come down for a landing. Well, that seems to be the case with our number 10 album this week, that fiery new album from New York native and saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. Her latest effort for the Whirlwind label pours some of what Benjamin experienced during and emerging from the recent global pandemic into an experience she likens to an audiobook. Benjamin says she wanted to recreate sonically what she was feeling each month and what was happening. Well, drummer and multi-instrumentalist Terry Lynn Carrington produced the album, further emphasizing Lakeisha's intent to uplift the legacies of not just her elders, but also those of women creators. Saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin right here. Her latest for the Whirlwind label is called Phoenix, slipping to the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
absolutely phenomenal talent there. Saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin with her latest release for the Whirlwind recording label. It's called Phoenix, and it slips to take the number 10 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, holding down the number 9 spot this week is Woodstock native and Billboard number 1 charting vocalist and songwriter, Lindsay Webster. Now, she presented us with her latest album for Shaughnessy Records back in September of last year and has been grabbing ears and turning heads ever since. Lindsay is thinking about her music and life a bit different these days, taking her focus off of the physical world, and she's tuned into her spirit, which has given her a new sound, one that truly identifies as her own. Assisting Lindsay on this musical journey are some A-listers, bassist Nathan East, a trumpeter Randy Brecker, and multi-instrumentalist Brian Culbertson. Now, she's truly made a name for herself and has carved her name in the stone of this male-dominated genre of contemporary jazz. On Shaughnessy Records, it's Lindsay Webster with Reasons in the number 9 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
He took the words from my lips, unspoken, only found in a kiss. And it's an uncommon fight, a one in a million, a chance like you and I. My twin flame and I to you, day a common thread. Wake up on the same clock, you share my spirit. Don't know how you do it, you know it's so weird to find a twin flame. I lose control the minute you touch my soul, like a feeling that you never ever know. Is kind of unusual. We can go all night when we start talking spiritual. And I like the way you put your hands on me. I like it even better on top of me. Boy, you always do it respectfully, but keep it exciting like it's supposed to be.
Oh,
R&B, soul, jazz vibe to it. Yeah, a great mixture of all of that on this one. Reasons is the name of the album. It is vocalist Lindsay Webster, her latest on Shaunakki, and at number 9, LaRue.
Thank you so much, Bassel family. Be sure you stay connected with The Countdown on social media, where you'll find links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, with a decided focus on the compositional work of masters like Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, McCoy Tyner, Wayne Shorter, Benny Golson, Buster Williams, as well as songwriters like Stevie Wonder and Bill Withers, pianist Eric Reed and his trio set out to spotlight contributions from Black and Brown composers with a connection to the jazz realm, as opposed to content from the Great American Songbook, which often finds its origins on Broadway. What we hear when we press play on this project is what Reed calls the culmination of his life so far. Featured with bassist Luca Alamano and drummer Reggie Quinterly, it's pianist Eric Reed and trio with his new one for the Smoke Sessions label. It is called Black, Brown, and Blue, and it's in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. And there you have it, the latest from pianist Eric Reed. Find it on Smoke Sessions. It's called Black, Brown, and Blue. Slipping just a bit to take the number 8 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Well, he's back. Yes, super producer and guitarist Paul Brown owned the smooth jazz charts most of 22 with his release, Promised Land. In his own words, he described the album as very free and open. This one is a 10-track journey that was crafted during the downtime of the pandemic. And Brown admits that his approach on this one was more relaxed and organic, which resulted in one of his strongest projects to date. Imagine that. Joining him are saxophonist and label mates Marion Meadows and Huge Groove, as well as Shane Theriot, Jeff Carruthers, and a few others. This is his 12th album as a leader. Here is Grammy-winning producer and guitarist Paul Brown with Promised Land. It re-enters to take the number 7 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
not tell you how many times this cat came back into the top 10 over the last year. And I think he's working on and finishing up a brand new album as we speak. This is super producer and guitarist Paul Brown, Promised Land, re-entering to take the number 7 position this week here on our survey. LaRue.
Thank you so much, Bass. Well, it's been about 14 months since the full-length release of flautist Kim Scott's latest album for the Intervision label. And with the success and staying power of this latest effort, and really all her success on record and on stage, I'm taken back to the stories of Kim's childhood, because I think we've all been there in some way, shape, or form. For me, it was using a ruler as a microphone and 2 tape recorders situated in a roll-top desk, imitating some of my favorite radio DJs. That was my start. Now, during Kim's childhood, she could be found on any given day playing and practicing her flute in the bathroom, her venue of choice, because the acoustics in there were perfect for her personal concerts, according to Kim herself. Now, fast forward to present day, and on her latest release, we get another dose of the contemporary side of Kim, joined by an impressive list of studio collaborators like Greg Manning, Eric Essex, Adam Hawley, Jonathan Butler, even her fellow flute sisters, Althea Renee and Reagan Whiteside, join in to do a cover of a Chaka Khan classic. Flautist Kim Scott right here, her latest is called Shine. You'll find it on the Intervision label and in the number 6 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
flautist Kim Scott doing her thing. Her latest on the Inner Vision label is called Shine, holding steady in the number 6 spot this week here on our survey. That's going to bring us just about to the halfway point, but there's plenty more ahead, so stay with us. The Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.